the neuter now has a little sub-pattern on this that is parallel to our friend watch watches. Remember? All right? That's what we're going to have with this. Now, here is the neuter. So I'm going to put up here masculine, feminine. Here is the neuter sub-pattern, and we're going to use the word for child, which is technon. Technon, technu, techno, technon. Now this is singular, this is plural, this is neuter here, and this is nominative, genitive, dative, and accusative. Techna, technon. Like a lot of languages, children before the age of puberty are seen as neuters. And das Kind auf Deutsch, das Mädchen. It's very interesting how that is in a lot of languages. But I want you to notice something, because we're going to have some very general rules that are going to come up here. Notice here that the middle two forms are identical to the middle two forms of your basic masculine and feminine pattern. So, u, o, own, ois is identical to this. Now, here's what's the interesting thing. Note that the nominative and accusative forms are identical. Technon is technon, and techna is techna. That is the pattern for all neuters, that the nominative and accusative in the singular will be identical, and the nominative and accusative in the plural will be identical. All right, now, notice that in the plural, there's an alpha. Now, this is kind of odd. There's an alpha in the plural, and this is O declension. All the rest of the endings have O vowels in them, don't they? All right? But this has an alpha there. So, alpha, alpha. Now, why is that? Because neuters always have alphas, always have alphas in the plural of the nominative and accusative.